Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Man arrested following car break-ins across the Kapiti Coast. Police have arrested a 34-year-old man following a spate of car break-ins across the Kapiti Coast. A search warrant was executed and further inquiries following his arrest discovered a substantial amount of stolen property located which has been returned to its rightful owners. The man faces 6 charges of theft and a further 4 charges relating to fraudulent use of a victim's bank cards. He appeared in the Porirua District Court this week. Police would like to remind the community to take all valuables out of your car when it is unattended and to take extra care to ensure your vehicle is secure. Second Mahara People's Choice Award for Mosaic Artist. Winning the Arataki Toi Mahara Arts Review People's Choice Award for the second time has not diminished the surprise and pleasure Waikanae mosaic artist Jane Santos felt when the award was announced. Jane says she is both surprised and delighted with the award. The story of her conversion to mosaics goes back 25 years to when she was living and working in the United Kingdom, having been inspired by the work of Emma Biggs. Jane says her subjects come from all over Wellington, but in particular Tiaro, Thorndon, Berrenpore and Mount Victoria. She says the houses are as authentic as she can make them, but the settings are her own. To date, Jane has completed over 200 cityscapes of Wellington. She says in some small way she is preserving the history of Wellington, which may disappear in future years. Jane has exhibited in Wellington, Auckland, Australia and England and sold her work from selected galleries. The Waikanae artist says she considers herself fortunate that her work has pleased and been collected by so many buyers from around the world. Suspected avian botulism cases in birds in Waimanu Lagoons. A number of dead waterfowl have been removed from Waimanu Lagoons in Waikanae. It's suspected that avian botulism, a disease that causes paralysis and death in birds and fish, is the cause of the mortalities. While the cases have been detected in the Waimanu Lagoons, it is expected that the outbreak will extend to Waikanae Scientific Estuary Reserve due to the proximity and movement of birds between sites. Kapiti Council Environment and Ecology Services team leader Andy Mackay says the lagoon water has been tested earlier this week and confirmed there was no toxic algae present, so avian botulism is the probable cause. Mr. Mackay says while the toxin that causes avian botulism is present in the environment year-round, most outbreaks of avian botulism occur during summer when conditions are favourable for the bacteria levels to increase rapidly. He says avian botulism does not pose a major risk to humans, but cats and dogs are at risk of illness if they eat infected carcasses. Kapiti celebrates International Women's Day 2024. Kapiti Women in Business are hosting guest speaker Rosie Overcomer as well as MC Catherine Scullin for this year's International Women's Day lunch on Friday the 8th of March at Southwoods. Rosie was a member of Gloria Vale, a religious cult, and her story is a testament to the strength of human resilience and unwavering determination. This incredible journey is an inspiration to all, demonstrating that regardless of the obstacles faced, the human spirit possesses the strength to overcome and construct a life filled with purpose and meaning. MC for the lunch is popular broadcaster Catherine Scullin. This year, the Kapiti Women in Business International Women's Day event will support the Kapiti Women's Centre, a charity that supports the physical, mental and spiritual well-being of women on the Kapiti Coast. Levin Brothers excel in the pool. Levin Brothers Ollie Kennett 15 and Jack Kennett 13 have been keen members of the Levin Swimming Club and have also been competing on both sides of the Tasman, winning a host of medals along the way. Ollie recently travelled to Australia as part of the Swimming New Zealand Open Water team and competed in the 5-kilometre swim at the New South Wales Open Water Championships at the Sydney Regatta Centre. In that event, he set a personal best by more than 7 minutes, Back in New Zealand, Ollie competed in the New Zealand Open Water Championships at Lake Taupo, taking on the 7.5-kilometre event, while Jack swam in the 2.5-kilometre event. Ollie placed second in the 15-year-old race, while Jack won the 14-year-old race. The brothers then teamed up with Levin Swimming Club teammates Maddie Howarth and Siobhan Burgess to win gold in the 4x1,000-metre relay. Keep your eyes on the road, not your phone. Inspector Brad Allen, Wellington District Road Policing Manager, says police are disappointed with an alarmingly high level of distracted drivers caught in policing checkpoints. A total of 55 infringements were issued from two checkpoints over Tuesday and Wednesday. Inspector Allen says in just 90 minutes on Tuesday morning, police stopped 32 people who were using their cell phones while going around a corner and four people with no seatbelts. He says at 50 kilometres an hour, you travel 13 metres for every second you take your eyes off the road. He says, think of a child steps onto the road or someone stops suddenly. Will you have time to stop? He says police see distraction as a contributing factor time and time again. He says it takes a split second of inattention to cause or be involved in a crash. Inspector Allen says when you're driving, your focus should be on the road and getting everybody in your car to the destination safely. If some messages or calls are really too important to dismiss, pull over to the side of the road, park your car, and only then pick up your phone. That's it for another week from the team at A Week of It and KC News. Be safe, be happy and be kind. And for more on these stories and many more, see kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This programme was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.